Daily Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
Good morning to you. Monique Swart is the founder of the African Business Travel Association. And as we do every Monday morning at this time, we discuss business travel in our Business Traveler Report. Monique Swart, the founder of the African Business Travel Association, discusses all things global and African when it comes to business traveling. And last week, we were talking to Monique about traveling to Angola. And some of the barriers that come with traveling to a country where English is not necessarily the first language. Good morning, Monique. How are you doing this morning?
Yes, morning. I'm doing well, Ebs. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm happy. People are just coming out of the woodworks, Monique. Hey,
yeah,
people are coming out of the woodworks. I'm talking politics now, talking Shabir Sheikh, but that's not what you want to talk about. But Monique, last week we were talking about traveling to Angola, and
yes.
Understanding that when you travel, language can be a barrier. I do understand that your next plan then is an upcoming trip to Kenya. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Angola's come and gone. It was a great trip. Again, forex issues, like I was mentioning last week, some real challenges in the country with getting any kind of money out of the country. But it was a good trip. So Angola's next, Kenya rather, is next. We're off to Kenya on Wednesday. And an exciting part of this trip is that we're taking some South Africans with us who have never been before. A couple of travel buyers and travel agents to go and see Nairobi, the main city. And it's going to be fun, interesting.
And just talking to that, I don't know if you can go into the detail, maybe just bring me into the picture. I mean, Kenya, Angola, just the vibes, the difference between the two cities. I mean, you talk about Angola, I mean, a can of Coke, the prices, and then Kenya becoming one of those busy hubs of Africa.
Mm. So Angola's gotten a bit better since my last trip. I now paid $80 for a cappuccino. I can't even remember what it was previously, but I made note of it in my head to let you know. Two very, very different countries. Kenya, obviously no language barriers. English is widely spoken and accepted. And another fantastic thing about Kenya is that as South Africans, we don't need a visa to get in there, which is vastly different from Angola. I mean, Angola, you literally have to give, like, blood samples, not actually, but almost, to get a visa. In Kenya, you don't need to get a visa. Also no major challenges in Kenya at the moment other than the re-elections that are coming up in a couple of weeks. So, you know, from a business perspective, everything's good. Forex is good. You know, language is good. People are great, as they are across most of the destinations that we travel to. But I think a big concern at the moment for investors and for people in general is the economy as a whole, because of the re-elections that are coming up in a few weeks.
And talking about those re-elections, so, you know, Kenya is no stranger to terror attacks, it's been a while. But as a company, I would imagine then you take things into account when you're making the planning. So it would be insurance, it would be, or rather, let me ask, what other things would you take into account?
Yeah, you know, our main thing is always to speak to people on the ground, Ebs, and it's actually so funny. So for this trip, we were kind of warned by people not to stay away because they're saying there hasn't actually been any major violence about the elections, but there's been quite a lot of protesting. So we had one of the local guys saying to us, you know what, the different hotels, because with the fam trip, we're there for 3 days and we stay at three different hotels so that the guys we've been with from South Africa get to experience different hotels, get to travel across the city and, you know, see different things, et cetera, et cetera. So we had a guy saying to us, listen, don't stay in the city center because that's where all of the protests and the marches and the rallies and things are all happening. And one of the hotels we were planning to stay at was in the city center. So the first thing I do is hop on the phone and I speak to this hotel. And the lady said, no, we've seen absolutely nothing. There's been no protests. There's been no violence. It's been business as usual. So even sometimes when you speak to people on the ground, things are a little bit inaccurate. And I think it just goes to show again how the media and the press for me, I've learned I don't listen to them at all when it comes to stuff like this. I speak to local colleagues because I don't know what it is. They get things wrong. They like the drama sometimes, maybe. And I just think it's really important to make sure you've got good local people that can tell you what's happening, what the climate's like, and whether they suggest you come or not. You know, people are not going to tell you to come into their country if they fear something bad's going to happen to you. We're good to go. We've got our insurance, we've got our local advice and knowledge, and we're looking forward to it.
And to you listening at home, 52 minutes past four, good morning to you. We are doing, we're chatting to Monique Swart, the founder of the African Business Travel Association, where we discuss all things global and when it comes to business travel. And she's talking to us about their upcoming trip to Kenya. Monique, just bring it closer to home. There are reports that Mango flights will not be happening as of today. What does that do when it comes to business travel, if you might have an idea?
Sure. Well, the lucky thing for us is that we've got a good airline network locally in South Africa. So obviously, whenever there's an issue with one particular airline, it just means people shifting their business either temporarily, you hope for the airline that's having problems, or sadly sometimes permanently to a different airline that offers a similar service and the same routes and similar pricing and so on. So I don't think any major dramas, but it definitely is a worry when airlines stop servicing specific markets.
And talking to our listeners, maybe some advice to them if they are considering taking that trip to Kenya, I suppose, anywhere in Africa.
Just check out your dates. I wouldn't travel specifically in the week of the elections, just to be a little bit safer. And again, just speak to your local contacts. You know, if your company requires you to have, special drivers and some armed guys traveling with you, obviously you'd want to stick with that. But less and less companies are looking at those kinds of things nowadays. But just do some research, make sure that you're safe. Local contact and local assistance if you get into trouble when you're there is always of vital importance.
You know, Monique, someday in one of these slots, I'd like to talk about what you do. Do you meditate? Do you do yoga? Because sometimes you say, you just need to check if you need to have an armed guard and whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, if a company wants to send me in a country where I need an armed guard, I need a guru or someone to just calm me down.
You know what? It's all precautionary, and that's the biggest thing. And I think, companies tend to go overboard sometimes, which is why I think these kinds of familiarization trips are so important, that people can go in and see that it's not what they think it is. It's often a lot safer, not nearly as scary. Some companies don't allow any travel into a certain region. I know one of our biggest banks in South Africa will not allow any staff to travel into Nigeria at all under any circumstances. And I just think that's crazy. I think it's so, I don't know, uneducated, I guess is the nicest word I can use.
Well, you had him from the guru herself. Thank you so much, Monique, for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again next Monday.
Awesome, Ab. Thanks so much. Have a good week.
Thank you so much. Good morning to you all.